Avocado. Months after opening Malava Avocado Promotional Center in Kakamega, CC Village Produce has commenced the construction of a shush 300 million avocado oil processing plant to be located at the Kaimosi Avocado Model Farm and Nursery. The construction is set to begin in November following a groundbreaking ceremony and dedication of the site on Saturday. The plant will serve the lake region with farmers from Nyanza, Uasin Gishu, Nandi and other parts of the country expected to benefit from the avocado market. The construction of the plant is expected to take between 2 to 3 months, followed by the installation of the processing machine in February. Commissioning will begin thereafter, then the factory will start crushing the avocado fruits in March. The contracted construction company, Vishva, together with an industrial engineer John Abasai, will source for the processing machine from Italy with a capacity to process 5 tons of avocado fruits per day. Speaking to KNA after the groundbreaking ceremony, the chairman board of directors CC Village Produce Dr. Julius Maria says the factory will be an important project that would provide a market for avocado farmers in the region. "We will also create massive employment opportunities for the youth in the factory and also in the office that we are going to set up," he disclosed. Dr. Maia said Western Region people are blessed with good rainfall, sunshine, land and they can harvest avocado twice a year, urging them to invest in the avocado that would be a lifetime earner. The Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of CC Village Produce Patrick Kissia said they are targeting Hass avocados which have higher oil content, while promising that they would also pick local avocado varieties from farmers. "Farmers should work hard and plant avocados, because if you plant an avocado tree now, in 2 years' time you will start harvesting," he noted. Kissia said that farmers would be contracted and organized through cooperatives and access quality seedlings, training and support from the avocado promotional centers and model nurseries. Hass avocados at the Kaimosi Model Farm and Nursery. The promotional centers are spread out, including the Kaimosi Model Farm and Nursery, Kimalili Avocado Model Farm and Nursery in Bungoma, Likuyani Model Farm and Nursery in Kakamega, Malava Avocado Promotional Center in Kakamega, Musikoma Model Farm and Nursery in Bungoma, and the Agalo Model Farm and Nursery. He said more model farms will be established to enable farmers to access quality avocado seedlings, training and support in planting avocado trees, urging farmers across the region to plant enough fruits to meet the demand of the factory's 5 tons of avocados per day. "We are encouraging farmers to crop the Hass avocado. The Hass avocado is the preferred export product because it is hardy. The shelf life for the Hass is longer than our traditional avocados," he added. Kissia noted that apart from the market provided by the factory, CC Village Produce will support farmers to export the good export quality fruits through a partnership with Sassini Avocado EPZ Limited. "Farmers will bring their produce to the cooperatives. Any export quality goes out for export, then whatever remains of that is now what this factory is looking out for to be able to crush. So we are looking out for non-export quality products. We are also looking out at the traditional avocado fruits which are not exportable, which therefore will come in for crushing," he said. For now, Sassini Avocado EPZ Limited is our export partner to ensure that the export quality goes out. "There is no way a farmer will ever lose. Every piece of avocado that is produced is going to be consumed, one in the crushing for oil, and the other for export through our partners," he added. The general manager of Sassini Avocado EPZ Limited, Winnie Ngubwa, promised that, since CC Village Produce is promoting quality, Sassini will partner with them to export produce from farmers who will produce fruits that meet the export standards. "I am sure we are going to get good quality fruits here, and you can be rest assured that you will get a market for this. Together with CC Village Produce, we will be able to give you a market for export," she noted. She said they have been exporting avocado fruits for the last 10 years as Sassini, with Maranga County leading in the export, yet Western Region has conducive climatic conditions to support the fruit. "The export market has been there for long. Maranga County has been leading, yet it does not have the good climatic condition as Western Kenya. You people have rain, sunshine, good soil. You have all what it takes to produce good quality avocados, so why are you not getting this money? Is there any reason?" she noted. "As much as we have been exporting avocados, we are somewhere near a half of the demand, but this demand is on those people who are doing quality work. Be rest assured that where you are going is a good space, and don't say that everybody is planting. Not everybody is planting quality fruits, so once you do quality, the market is huge," she noted. The acting managing director of Access Bank Kenya, Lillian Odhiambo, who was present during the groundbreaking ceremony, said the bank is ready to partner with farmers and the company to provide access to credit that would enable them to invest in avocado farming and grow their incomes. The poster of CC Village produce during the groundbreaking ceremony and dedication of the site for construction of an avocado oil processing plant, photo by Moses Wekesa. We have partnered with farmers in tea in the Rift Valley. We have partnered with farmers in the dairy industry. We have also partnered with farmers in Narok for wheat. So we are going to partner with you to be able to give you access to finance. Money is supposed to help you to realize your potential, and the potential of this region is agriculture, she explained. She said Access Bank will offer training on financial literacy, investment, and on how to take care of the monies they get from farming. We want the farmer to be the biggest winner of this project, because once the farmer is happy, everybody along the chain is happy. So we are here to confirm that we will walk with CC Village Produce, we will walk with the cooperatives, we will walk with the farmers, she added. The acting MD also noted that the bank is partnering with local fintechs to create a system to support cooperatives on financial management and on how they can effectively report back to farmers with a click of a button, to enhance transparency and trust. Another thing that we bring to the cooperatives is about their own financial management. I know the cooperatives we have worked with before did not have systems in place to be able to report back to the farmers, and the farmers to have information by just logging in through a USSD portal to get information about their produce, how much they owe, how much they expect, when are they expecting, when has the money hit the bank, she explained. The director of agriculture, Vihiga County Government, Ben Chumba, who was present, said to support the enterprise, Vihiga County is formulating an agroecology policy which will be the second one in the country after the one in Maranga County.